Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks advance to the highs of the year. This update is brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit SectorSPDRS.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF. Dow Industrials up 107 today, advancing 0.6%. The S&P 500 index up 13 to 2,072, a gain there of 0.6%. NASDAQ up 44 points, up 0.9%. Tenure down 2/32, the yield 1.77%. Gold down 12.10 the ounce, falling 1% to 1223.50. And oil down 4.2%. West Texas Intermediate crude dropping $1.62. $36.71 for a barrel of WTI. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
April Fool's Day, no joke. It has been banned in China. The official statement from the news agency Xinhua saying April Fool's Day is not consistent with our cultural tradition or socialist core values. Hope nobody believes in rumors, makes rumors, or spreads rumors. And again, they are not fooling around. We're going to bring in somebody who is also very glad, of course, that there's no ban on making fools of people in the media, satirical humor, and more. Mike McAvoy is president and CEO of The Onion. I love The Onion. It's hard. It takes a lot to make me laugh out loud when I'm reading something, and The Onion often does it. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us more about your role at The Onion and where you are in terms of taking The Onion even more into the realm of the future, digital media and more.
Yeah, so I'm our president and CEO. I've been with The Onion for about 11 years. And in terms of, you know, kind of where The Onion goes, I think, you know, first and foremost, it goes where people go and where they consume news and how they consume news. So, you know, The Onion's 100% digital today, even though it began with roots in newsprint, you know, back in 1988 at the University of Wisconsin. And ultimately where we see the world is, you know, where the audience sees it, and continue to satirize everything that's corrupt in the world by holding a mirror up to society.
And when you can laugh at something and you know, do a satire, it's such an effective way to skewer in a way, I think, that engages people. You know, I could read a really burning, fact-filled piece in the newspaper on Bloomberg, but there's something about humor, I think, that makes something the message can be conveyed very effectively that way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think why The Onion's so successful is that there's so much thought and care into, you know, picking up on a truth and communicating it through comedy. And if you tell someone really dark things about the world and you just lay out a bunch of facts, people tend to, you know, turn it off or it doesn't resonate. But if you can do it through comedy, that's something they find inherently funny, but while they're reading it or viewing it, they're actually able to see what the source of the joke is or what insights being exposed. I think it's such a powerful way for people to actually understand complex or depressing topics.
And still be willing to dive into them and not just, you know, close the magazine because it is too depressing. I think it's fascinating, though, that you started out as a financial analyst at TCF Bank in Minneapolis, and then you kind of lucked in, you know, fate, right? You take turn a corner.
Nepotism.
Tell us about it.
Grew up a big Onion fan from Wisconsin. So working at The Onion was always my dream job. And like most kids who go to school, you try to major in something that gives you a chance to, you know, to be able to get a job. And so business or finance was kind of where I began, but ultimately got an opportunity to get connected to The Onion as a friend of mine's dad was a CEO and got introduced to the company through the finance side. And then over the years have kind of worked my way up to my current post.
So, a lot of developments in this time, 2007, the Onion News Network, 2009, a franchise licensee program, and Onion Labs. What's going on?
Yeah, so we've evolved quite a bit, as I said before, as the media landscape changes, the Onion changes. But, you know, where we do well today is where digital advertising does well is so much of it's about creating content for brands. And advertisers have a really hard time reaching young audiences because young audiences have, you know, do not respond well to traditional advertising. And so Onion Labs is, you know, our agency within the company who creates, you know, content people find interesting that happens to be advertising. And that's been a huge piece of our growth the last few years.
Now, back in January, we found out that Univision Communications was acquiring a pretty big stake in the Onion. What does that mean for what's going on now and where you're heading next?
It's been great. So what it means is the, you know, kind of dreams and aspirations of where we want to take the company, that we have the capital and the opportunities to be able to pursue them. So they've been a super supportive partner in betting on what we do best every single day and allow us opportunities to develop more content, whether it's new video series or building out a long form, you know, television development team. Just opportunities that were hard to pursue as a privately held company.
What is one of your favorite pieces that the Onion has run? And as an aside, you know, getting ready for this interview today, I remember there was a few years ago, I was somehow in an Onion piece, just a sentence. It was a thing about Greenspan, and you invented, there was some link that you made. It was really cute, though. I was so honored, though, to have my, be in the Onion as, I think I was back at CNN in those days. But anyway, you know, what's one of your favorite
pieces? That's my favorite. That's clearly my favorite piece.
Well, of course. Besides that, second favorite?
I mean, I think one came to mind when you did the intro, you know, about Beijing, which is, there was a great one years ago that said Congress threatens to leave D.C. unless new capital is built, with, you know, implying need to have a retractable roof. And it was one that Beijing press got, you know, actually believed and, you know, was like, I can't believe they're moving from D.C., because they don't get a new capital. And I think those are the things that The Onion does so well that I love. But my favorite of all time, and I always change them, as you do when we do so many great things, is recession-plagued nation demands new bubble to invest in.
Oh, boy.
And this was written in July 2008, right before the financial markets crashed.
Great timing. Mike McAvoy, President and CEO of The Onion. Happy April Fool's Day. This is Bloomberg Radio. Coming up, Bloomberg Law, brought to you by the New York Community Trust, where donors like you help them make New York better.